The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast and just look at the 700 shows that we got out there. Also, too, go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. and buy up that winner circle. That product is outstanding, and basically, what you're going to get are programs broken down into 12 easy-to-learn modules, and here are all 12 of them. The first one, the beginning. The second one, getting started. Number 3 is mental fortitude. Number 4 is sandbag domination. Number 5 is heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number 6 is passion for what you love. Number 7 is hands-on training. Number 8 is big, powerful arms. Number 9 is high shrugs and straight arm pullover. Number 10 is return of the iron boots. Number 11 is strong stone lifting. Number 12, love, passion, and my power rack. Number 13, this is called the Stewards of Strength, where I'm sure you've heard that before, / gatekeepers. And on this module alone, you're going to get the following explained to you. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for, where have all the men gone, why you should test yourself constantly, why strength is the foundation of your life, and why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world. Now, you get that free when you buy the other 12, and you can go with our group of 7 for 7. If you buy that product, you can train 1 hour free with the following: Martin Janzik, David Whitley, Douglas Graham, Dr. William Wong, Clint Darden, Paul Firepower Gray, and Frank Delventhal. If you've listened to these shows, these are all gentlemen that are on the Motivation Muscle podcast. Everything they do is top-notch stuff. So not only do you get the 13th module for free, you get an opportunity, if you would like to lift, train, whatever you're going to do. Depends where you are in the world. But if not, you could Skype any one of these gentlemen and get an hour of their time free when you buy the Winner Circle product. So go out, look it over, and make some big changes in your life. Next, besides the Winner Circle, we now have a donation page. And when you go out to Fiorello Barbell Co., it'll be under Contribute. And you click on Contribute, and you're going to have 3 choices here to go in. And whatever you give us, by the way, if it isn't exactly what we have on the button, you can go out to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. Contribute anything you like. Buy me a cup of coffee. Buy me lunch. Whatever. But anything you could give would be highly, highly appreciated. Now, if you contribute $100, you're going to get the first world-renowned Winner's Circle product titled. This will be the very first beginning module of the 12, just so you know. It's called The Beginning. And some of the highlights on this are obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. Plus, you will get 2 half-hour free consultations with me, and we'll discuss and outline and encourage you and help you improve on your strength status and what you want to do towards your future goals. Now, if you contribute $50, you get the same thing with The Beginning, which is our life-changing first module from our Winner Circle product. And with that, you also get one half an hour free consultation with me, and we'll discuss anything you want to go over. We'll do everything over Skype or by phone, whatever you want to do. Now, a $25 contribution will get you free the first module of the Winner's Circle, which is titled The Beginning. So you can't go wrong with any of that stuff, and you would be helping out a company that's growing like crazy. We give a lot of solutions to a lot of things, and we want to be part of you and you part of us. Come on in, help us out. We're going to keep going for at least another 30 years, and we appreciate anything that you would give to the company. Believe me, I'm the company, so I can tell you that. Being today, obviously, is the 19th of June. We're past the middle of the month, and occasionally I like doing solo shows. I get a lot of requests, like, how come you don't do them anymore? I think I did two last week, or it was the week before, but it's real busy here, and, like, you know, we've got our good friend Dr. Bob Weil on here tomorrow, and Steven Santangelo, and the whole week's like that. The week is hammered, and so is next week. But I had to get on because I want to talk about something real serious, especially when you hit like near 40. And the name of the show is going to be Moderation, but it's going to go many places. Over the weekend, I ran into my buddy. Well, I don't see him a lot anymore. I used to train with him many years ago. He was an outstanding lifter. And you know, we kind of veered away. I'm going a whole different direction. He's going another one. But, you know, I knew he's lifting and all that. So I run into him, and he says to me, hey, you still doing the Stone stuff? Listening to the show? Love it? Blah, 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 blah. I said, yeah. I said, why? And he says to me, well, you know, now that I'm 40, 41, you know, same like you, you know, you really, you know, you got to really start thinking about, you know, training down. And I was like, here we go. That's what I'm saying to myself. So I said to him, what do you mean training down? I said, you've trained down plenty. Look at you. And he's like, well, you know, you don't need to be carrying a lot of body weight when you hit 40 and, you know, all the health things and all this. And I looked at him, I said, I didn't even flinch when I said to him, I said, did your wife cut your balls off? Because he's been married a few times. He's like, no, no, nothing like that. I was like, you know, you got to look out for your health. I said, I look out for my health big time. You know, I'm doing what I like to do. Makes me very happy, and I think it puts you in great shape. And you can moderate stuff, as he likes to use the word, to any weight you want to do. Stones, sandbags, barbells. It's ridiculous. So he says to me, well, I'm not really even using barbells anymore. They're dangerous. And I'm standing there. I'm like, is this the guy I used to train with 20 years ago? And I trained with him for a number of years, too. This guy, if I said this to him or somebody said this to him 20 years ago, he probably would have threw him through a wall. So I was like, look, Joe, you do what you want to do. But I said, you got a lot more chance of getting hurt on a machine than you do on a barbell or a stone or a sandbag. And he vehemently disagreed with me, which I was like, this can't be the same guy. There's just no way. So then he's talking diet and all that and the same thing. You know, he, for a while, his wife, they gave up meat. He looked like shit for a few years. He was weak as could be. And he didn't have anything in him, man. I'm telling you, that's why I said to him, someone cut your balls off. Because that's what he sounded like. He sounded like a eunuch to me. And we don't even fly the same way anymore. I'm like the polar opposite of him pretty much now. I didn't see anything in him anymore. I saw a guy that pretty much got down on his knees and stayed there. You know, he just took it. Whether it was all from pressure from his wife or a little bit of both with both of them, and he's decided and he made that decision, which is great. It's great. Go ahead and do it. But he, while he's given me all the reasons why not, he's not really giving me any other reasons than the same old shit where, you know, it's your health, it's your health. Don't you want to live the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know? And, yeah, of course I want to live. What the hell you think I'm doing walking around here for? To just stick around like most people do? So, we get talking some more, and, you know, then it's how's everybody and blah, 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 blah. But I couldn't, even when I was talking to him, I had a hard time looking at him. And this seems to be something I'm seeing a lot with more and more people. I don't know. I'm like a cruise missile. And I just want to do the best I can all the time. Not take no for an answer. Not take any bullshit lip from people, which I've been getting a little bit lately too. It's funny, even people that you did like, you're starting to see a lot of wrinkles in them, you know? And then a lot of them get offended real easy, too. Thank God I don't. If you offend me, you know, either we work it out or you say goodbye. That's there's no reason to hold on to anything in your life that just isn't going to agree with you anymore, you know? You try to work things out, and they just don't always happen. That's just the course of life. But with Joe, it was a different thing. It was a, you know, a very close-knit group at one time. You know, somebody that I would count on my hand to five of, you know, like blood friends, man. But not no more. I mean, the verbiage was absolutely ludicrous. And, you know, like I said, when I was talking to him, how's the family, you know, how's my family, the kids, everything. Like I said, I had a real bitch of a time even looking at him. So he says to me, well, what are you planning on doing and, you know, the business and are you going to stay in it and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's got a pretty big job in government. You know, he's not worrying about a thing. He does his 37.5, gets his health insurance and, you know, whatever he's doing. I have no idea. You know what I mean? He's probably knitting by now or some stupid fucking thing. So, you know, it's the same old shit, you know. Well, you know, how long are you going to stay with it? If it's not making you what you want and all that, I said, hey, Einstein, the day you can go and do what I did and learn what I've learned in the last 3 years, I mean, you can say something. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to go there with you. I'm not real pleased with you right now, so I think we could get in a pretty good argument right now over that. But people change. I realize that. I've changed, too. I have people telling me, man, you've changed. You're different. I think I'm different in the right way, man. I mean, to be able to know what a goal is, something you want to do, something you love to do, I think that's the most essential thing in your life. I know more people that are married, that have kids, that don't want to be married. They don't even want their kids around them. And they tell me that. I mean, what the fuck kind of life is that? I don't know. I don't know anymore. See, I'm not, you can't figure people out, and I don't want anymore anyways, or even try. It's just the way things are, you know, and I think as you become more and more confident in yourself and your abilities and what you want to do and the big things you do in the gym and all that, you don't really care anymore. You just keep moving. You know, as the guys say, you know, with Paul Firepower Gray or Powell Veduto, you know, mobility, motion, moving. That's what life is. Stand still, you rust. And so we got into a little bit more, and I said, so before I probably don't see you again for a few more years, man, you know, so what are you doing? You're just doing, I wanted to go back to the training, the hell with the rest of this shit. Machines, you know, some arm curls. What do you mean? Well, I still do some barbell curls. I said, I'm sure they got machines for that. Yeah, run the treadmill a lot and all that. I said, what the, I was like, what the hell happened, man? So I said, you ought to come over sometime. I'll take you through a sandbag stone workout or put you in the rack and put something on your shoulders and see if you even can come up with it. And at that point, I was starting to kind of like put digs into him. I was like, not worth it, man. He doesn't care anymore. I don't care anymore. But I think when someone comes up and presents a question or an observation or what they think, you know, with the moderation, with, you know, get the body weight down, you know, eat more carbs, whatever. If it works for him, great. He looks like shit. You never know, he's a 240-pound. He was a pretty big dude. And he was strong as hell. He was a good boxer. I was like, my oh my, man, what happened, dude? And I do think a lot of it is his wife. And I think any man that decides to go that route ain't a man anymore. You might have to compromise with anybody. I got it. But when you lose your identity and you go down that slope, man, you're just rolling down. Nothing can stop you. He didn't have it, man. He didn't have it anymore. He didn't have it physically or mentally. He just sounded ho-hum, you know. And with me, I'm always pretty loud, boisterous. You know, if I'm not hammered out, tired from training and work, I mean, you know, I'm like a loaded powder keg of dynamite. I love it. I love life, man. I love expression. I love doing all those things. So I'm just going to tell everybody on this short pod, if any of you feel that way, you know, make sure when you make that decision to hang the iron up or minimize it or whatever else you're doing, something that you really have liked to do for a long time, be sure. Now, I understand people have medical issues, things like that. Obviously, you have to take care of all that first, but I don't care. Listen to anybody on the show. Listen to a lot of the older guys, Carmen Caputo, Frank DeMeo, Bill Hinburn, any of those people. You know, they'll tell you the value and the benefits of a barbell. I don't care what happens to you. You've seen people resurrect themselves. I mean, it's just the ability and the desire and the discipline and the will to get it done. And I just hope everybody, before they make that decision and become, you know, and I don't want to say what I'd like to say about him because it's probably not true, but he has turned into somewhat of a snowflake to me. But down deep, I know this guy. And I still believe that guy from 20 years ago is lurking in there. I'd be very careful. You never know with this guy because I know he is wacky. So, who knows? But it saddened me, and I felt very bad after I walked away from him because there was a guy that had a lot of potential and did quite a few good things, and now suddenly it's like it never exists in his life. It's almost like he doesn't want to even acknowledge that part of him anymore. That makes me very sad because why do we get into this stuff? Because it's something we love because it's fierce. It's going out in all types of weather. It's lifting things that people shouldn't be able to lift. You're getting cut. You're getting burnt. You're getting scraped. Look at Lance Keenan and his wife over there in Scotland the last week, if you're on Facebook, and his daughter, and Susan, his wife. I mean, absolutely incredible, man. Incredible. That's what it's all about, that dedication. And I feel bad for Joe. I do. And I'm not a guy that pities a lot. But that was somebody I spent a lot of time with. It's very painful to see that, especially when they're trying to sell you something. I just don't believe down deep he believes. But I always wish him success, man. He's he was like family to me, let me tell you. And I think he still is, you know. It's just the way it went. So the main thing I can tell you with this is stay steadfast. No matter what life throws at you, no matter who throws whatever at you, stay with it. If you believe in it and you love it, kick the shit out of it to the day they stick you in the hole or they put you in and cremate you or whatever they're doing now. It's really a great thing to go out and do something you love every day of your life. And that's all I could say about that. Now, before we leave, this is something I'm going to read, and I read it all the time. A lifetime of observations and reflections on and off the court. Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison, and here we go. The opinion of others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often, we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. I wish Joe read that. Maybe we wouldn't have had that conversation a few days back. But, as I always say, just go out and do something magnificent and pummel it. But, you know, that's the way it is. You got an opportunity to do whatever you want to do, and I wish you all the success in the world. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, and as I said, look at the winner's circle, make a decision. There's something that will change your life. That's got a lot of my years in there, approximately probably 15, and there's much, much more coming. That database is going to expand big time. Also, too, the donate page, it's under contribute. It is on FBC's website, Fiorello Barbell Co. at NICAP.R.com. As I said, 150, 25, or anything that you would deem you would like to give. It's all out on PayPal, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Any of the contribution pay on the contribution page, if you click anything where it says the price, so you got $150 and a $25 button, you do that, takes you right to PayPal. That's why I wanted to do it. No fuss, no muss. You don't have to do anything other than just follow what's on there. Also, too, as I said, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just look at the 700 almost out there. We got the biggest vault for a little over 2 years. We'll be celebrating 3 years at the end of September, and we appreciate all of you for that. Also, too, go out to Apple, Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. We appreciate that. That's what we've gotten. You can get us in your car through the AHA directory. That's AHA. Podcasts are all over all the new cars. The radios are all set up for them. All you have to do is go out there and subscribe to Motivation Muscle. Also, too, if there is a show you'd like to do on my own, or if there's somebody out there that's got something to talk about that we've never had on here, get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbell at NICAP.R.com, and I would love to talk to you. Or you can get me on Facebook at Eric Fiorello. Pretty easy to find. Also, too, I'll leave you with a plethora of stuff here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello to them or give them 5 words of inspiration. It'll change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, always be friendly to somebody. Say hello to someone. Give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out. That's going to be that way to the very end, especially yesterday. You know, happy Father's Day to everybody out there. I wrote a little article on the blog about being proud to be a man. That's the way it is, folks. Proud to be a man. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for many years, he would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. I got news for you. John's incredible. I miss John big time. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we won't knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it. Join the family. Join the revolution. Also, too, as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you. We'll go 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I'll tell you what, yesterday was one hell of a training day here in the FBC Steel and Stone Yard. I'm throwing up some big numbers I haven't thrown up in a long time. And was absolutely incredible. I haven't done it with bands in years. I did from bottom position, 598 in a dead stop squat. It was 528 loaded on the Buffalo bar with 70 pounds of bands, and I had no trouble with it. I went right through it. Did a monster Viking press. Been doing a lot of Apollon work with the Apollon axle. All one-handed stuff, whether it's pressing overhead out of a rack, suitcase, deadlift, you name it. I'm going to have a lot more on it. We're doing all the new stacking program with the sandbags. We talked a little bit on the program I did with Clint Darden the other day, which I put up this morning. There's going to be much more on that. Clint and I are talking a lot of sandbag stuff, a lot of stuff we might be doing. Steven Santangelo for his generosity with the bands. Get him. Awesome stuff. And Steven knows his stuff, let me tell you. I had a conversation with him the other day. There's just no way, you know, you can talk to him forever, let me tell you. And we talked for over a couple hours the other day. It's very easy to do. We have a very good exchange, and he's a guy that I love to work with. So thanks, Steven, for that. So, you know, I'm going to be doing more shows. Obviously, we've got a big week. We got Dr. Wong on this week. We've got a lot of big people here. You know, we got Dr. Weil back. You know, we got some new people on next week. We're working on some other big things. So, you know, just stay tuned. That's all I can tell you. So, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. And remember, today's Monday. You got six more days. Go out and do it. I'm telling you, the world is expecting that from you. Thanks for listening, everybody, and smoke them.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.